the footage organized and preserved quickly and easily. So go to legacybox.com/Kirk. Take advantage of this limited time offer for 50% off. This exclusive offer won't last long. So go to legacybox.com/Kirk and save 50% while supplies last. Go to legacybox.com/Kirk.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh. You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Capitol Police are stepping up security at Washington area transportation hubs to safeguard lawmakers. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Acting Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett says in the wake of the deadly January 6th riot, Capitol Police will now be stationed at area airports and Washington's Union Station Railway Hub on busy travel days. He also says officials are setting up an online portal so lawmakers can notify them of travel plans. Blodgett notes that lawmakers have previously been advised that they can use office expense accounts to pay for security to protect their offices and events in their districts and for self-protection while performing official duties. Bob Agnew reporting.
While most of the activity this year was online, the 48th annual March for Life went on this year, dimmed somewhat by recent moves by the Biden administration restoring taxpayer abortion funding. There was a virtual event online with special guest athlete Tim Tebow, who thanked his mother for not aborting him despite having pregnancy complications. There were also representatives of both political parties taking part in the event. President Biden is defending the $1.9 trillion price tag of the COVID-19 relief package. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he pushes for bipartisan support of his rescue plan, the president said that spending the money in emergency COVID assistance will not be a drag on the economy.
We need to make these investments so the economy can grow the remainder of this year and next year. The investments now will help the economy grow.
Mr. Biden, who was joined by Treasury Secretary Yellen for an economic briefing, said the risk is in not doing enough. Some Republicans are balking at the $1.9 trillion price tag, while some liberal Democrats want to spend even more. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 620 points, the NASDAQ plunged 266, the S&P 500 lower by 73. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zookie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Las Vegas Strip really missed the National Finals Rodeo. Its December gaming win was down 50% when compared to the same time in 2019. The Nevada Gaming Control Board reports the Strip was the market which was hit the hardest in the Silver State in December. Gore County's win dropped 39%. Well, downtown Las Vegas was down nearly 28% compared to the previous year. Statewide, the gaming win was down more than 35%. 2020 was a record year for Las Vegas tourism. Not a good record. The impact of the COVID-19 was felt with just 19 million visitors coming to town. That's the lowest figure since 1989. That's a year before the Mirage opened on the Las Vegas Strip. The total visitor numbers were down 55% from 2019. The FBI has made two arrests here in Las Vegas in connection with the breach of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Local FBI officials confirmed the two arrests but released no further details. Metro Police officials say they were involved in one of the arrests but would not provide any other information. The criminal complaint filed in Washington, D.C. charges two from Las Vegas. We'll give you more on that story later on.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash, Interstate 15 northbound. That is affecting the off-ramp there at Craig on the 15 north side. Also, look out for an abandoned vehicle. That's on the right shoulder, 215 eastbound at Eastern. And lane restrictions, 24-7 in nature, continue Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local for a Friday. A busy, busy week, but we're never, never, ever too busy to celebrate the best day of the week.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, come on.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, you know. It's the best day of the week. It's the day that we, you know, the eagle flies. Does the eagle still fly? Don't know. Anyway, no, I just, we love Friday
on this radio station and on this radio program. So just so you know. Always good to have Wiz Rizard on, Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. And Wiz, I was talking with some people a week or so ago about AFP and about all the work that you folks do in our community, across our state, and across the nation. But they asked me, well, what is it? What does it do? Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of the mission statement of Americans for Prosperity, what it is and what it does?
Thank you, Kevin. As always, I enjoy being on your show, and I definitely will answer that question. As the Community Engagement Director here in Nevada for Americans for Prosperity, we focus on promoting bottom-up solutions for some of our society's biggest problems, and we help educate, inform, and engage our constituents within Nevada and across the entire country to basically break down barriers. Breaking down these barriers are getting people away of realizing their greatest potential and moving our country forward to be a lot more freer and open, and advocating those principles that our great Constitution has continuously espoused.
And Wiz, one of the things that you're doing, and in fact, a release just came out, Americans for Prosperity unveils Save Lives, Save Livelihoods policy agenda. This is very consistent with that mission statement. Can you talk a little bit about what this new policy initiative is? What do you hope to do with it?
Yeah, and you're absolutely on point, Kevin. Our Save Lives, Save Livelihoods, but I'll also add in there, Recover Stronger, okay, policy agenda is going to be for the next 100 days. Well, we're literally going to be shifting Congress focus and moving the debate on prioritizing reforms to protect public health and save lives, get our economy going again, and more importantly, making sure that our country is recovering stronger. And we look forward to doing that by making sure we connect constituents to those legislators to make their voices heard on this matter.
And I know that your national president, Tim Phillips, commenting on it, and this is a new direction, though. I mean, we've tried before to do things, and it hasn't worked. Now this is a new directive. Tell us what's new about it.
Well, what's new about it is, first and foremost, we have to stop the pandemic, okay? And we have to prepare for the next one. And what's new here is we basically have focused on key elements when it comes to how do we get there? Several things, and it's a four-prong plan. One is, for example, creating more access to faster tests, okay? Increasing the supply of effective therapeutics, right? Addressing federal unemployment to making sure that those resources get to individuals while not impacting businesses and the economy from recovering. Making sure we address the wasteful spending, and we'll go into that a little bit more, but it's just mind-boggling to see that, you know, most of these states who have had spending, wasteful spending or debt that preceded COVID have sought to utilize this opportunity to have the federal government just keep printing more and passing on the debt for things that they should have had under control. And then more importantly, the growth opportunity, making sure that we're promoting economic growth and creating opportunities for our country to get back in its right footing.
By the way, speaking of waste, the People's Republic of California, they estimate $11 billion in fraud in their unemployment program. $11 billion. I know it's a big state, but that's a lot of fraud, isn't it?
Yeah. It's again, government spending. When you tell government to print more money, you have all kinds of things that happen. And one of the things that we need to address is the federal unemployment, right? We're looking at the unemployment compensation should be capped at about 100% of workers' full-time pay and reduced to additional formulas as the economic situation improves, rather than paying these individuals $300 or $600, okay, every week. And all this does is basically have led to businesses and employees finding a little harder to actually get back to work. And we recognize that, you know, although unemployment has a proper place, right, we want to make sure it gets to the right person. We also don't want to make sure that it's one of those policies that hurts the economy and allowing businesses to reopen. I'll share your story. I mean, there's a young lady, Kevin, who runs a nonprofit here in Nevada, and she's even received funds to market for a position where she's looking for this particular talent, a bilingual individual, to help contribute and help their organization. And literally, despite her putting the marketing efforts out there, she has yet to find anyone. Why? Because some people are making more money on unemployment than they did when they were actually working, right? So you're seeing these type of trends starting to kind of, you know, affect businesses, especially small businesses who are looking to open their doors after being shuttered due to this pandemic.
So how do we identify who deserves it, who doesn't? Are you talking about means testing, or and are you talking about the $600 and maybe another $1,400 still to come? Are those kind of payments okay, or should we means test them, or what?
Well, we're talking about, you know, let's review here. The current subsidies that we currently have on the books, they'll expire in March, right? And they're designated by the most recent COVID-19 legislation. What we're saying is that unemployment should be capped, okay, at 100% of that worker's full-time pay and reduced to traditional formulas, right, as the economy situation improves. And if it's $300 or $600, let it be that the individual who's going on unemployment isn't making more than what they were making when they were employed.
I want to ask you, we've seen a busy first week of the Biden presidency, and we've seen 40 executive actions. The Keystone Pipeline shut down, 11,000 workers, including at least 1,000 union workers, out of jobs. Is that going to make for more prosperity?
The Constitution reaffirms that we shouldn't be legislating from the executive branch. We should be legislating through Congress, which is what we continuously reaffirm. And one of the things American prosperity was very, very involved in was the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And this allowed American workers and families at every income level to keep more of what they earn, and it lowered the tax burdens on businesses and corporations, which allowed them to be more productive and competitive. As you know, Kevin, competition is key in making sure that an economy is thriving. And what we recognize is the last thing you want to do is continuously create barriers that prevent people from getting back to work. So we're going to continuously keep fighting and making sure we address government wasteful spending, but more importantly, the barriers, Kevin, that are getting in the way of Americans and getting back and saving their livelihoods while also saving lives.
With a new administration comes new opportunities to bridge the gaps that divide us. And I'm curious, is Americans for Prosperity going to work, reach across the aisle, maybe find Democrats who have some common ground with us?
You hit it, Ron and L, Kevin. We have been literally working in the community year-round on building bridges around the principles of our great Constitution with freedom and liberty. And there's a lot of things that people actually find in common. And one thing that our grassroots organization has been able to do is bring conversations in areas that those conversations often most people didn't want or think that they could occur. And so we continuously plan on doing this. There are a lot of issues out there that we've worked well with individuals who would identify to be Democrat. But when you focus on the issue, a lot of people are more apt to want to work together and see effective change. And that's what we're about. We're about providing bottom-up solutions, allowing and believing in people that are closest to the solutions to solve those problems with the best solutions.
Again, Wiz Rezaei joining us, Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. We call him AFP. One of the things you've done, which I really like, is as a part of this new initiative, Healthcare Reimagined. Can you talk a little bit as we get slowly, inch by inch, out of the pandemic, what this is going to mean?
Healthcare Reimagined is reassessing how old models have basically prevented new opportunities and innovation to enter the market. We've seen, for example, the benefits of telehealth, right? And with telehealth, it's allowed not only for people to be able to immediately access better healthcare options and services, but also it's kept us safe. I think a lot of people would agree, going into a doctor's office and someone's coughing, that's no way to actually keep yourself or mitigate yourself from being sick, and telehealth has helped to, provide that. But what most people don't know is telehealth in many states are actually a temporary solution, policies, meaning that there are regulatory burdens that prevents them from being there permanently and full-time, actively engaged with the community where this is an option. And I think Healthcare Reimagined houses kind of take a step back and think about what policies can we remove, what barriers can we break down that will allow healthcare to the healthcare industry to have more options. Another one is, for example, the testing, COVID-19 testing kits, right? We saw that a lot of people wanted to access these testing kits, but yet we saw that with government regulations, a lot of products and innovations that were out there were not able to get to the market because of government regulations. And in comparison, I mean, you can easily right now, Kevin, walk into a Walgreens and get a home pregnancy test, and yet you still can't go into a Walgreens today after almost a year of having this pandemic and being able to get a home testing kit. And when we're talking about saving lives, these are the type of healthcare reimagined reforms we're talking about, is allowing innovations, allowing new technologies to respond to the market demands. And one of the things we've recognized is that government regulations have actually prevented that. And we can take that step forward. We can reimagine healthcare by making sure individuals have personal healthcare options, making sure that they have access to the best products and innovation in the market to help them control and mitigate their health. And then thirdly, making sure that we're able to access better demand and talent in the marketplace as well. And I'll notate certificate of needs. I mean, we have to look at every state across the country on how certificate of needs are actually preventing competition and innovation to enter the market. And we have to look at the scope of practice for nurses, for example, right? These are individuals who have a skill set. They're trained to take care of people. Why should they need to be supervised by a physician assistant? These are things that we're talking about when we're talking about healthcare reimagined. And it's imperative that every single listener that's listening here today understand there's a sense of urgency that Congress needs to hear your voice. And in the next 100 days, AFP is going to be fully engaged to making sure we connect you to those legislators and to make that impact and be successful.
And is this a national program, or is this something you're going to take to Carson City?
This is a national program, but again, what's amazing about our Constitution is our Constitution recognizes states and local municipalities, and our whole thing is we're going to definitely address it on the federal level, but these things also need to be addressed on the state level. And with the upcoming legislative session starting actually on Monday, it's going to be virtual for everyone who is listening, Nevada is going to be definitely in a position to help our state economy recover. And a lot of these proposals that we're actually asking on the federal level will be also directed towards the state legislators in helping Nevada recover.
Wiz, it is always fun getting together with you. Thank you so much, and thanks for all you folks do at AFP, at Americans for Prosperity. You really have a unique perspective and a way of doing business that is unlike anything I've seen out there. Thank you so much. Make sure you take good care of yourself. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin. If anyone wants to connect with us, we do have Americans for Prosperity Nevada on our Facebook page. And feel free to contact me. My cell phone is 702-861-7643. We're definitely excited to making sure that we get Nevada in the right position to make our voice heard.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That's Wiz Rezard joining us, Community Engagement Director for Americans for Prosperity. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Major General Andre Berry with the Nevada Army National Guard. Here at the Guard, we're Nevadans helping Nevadans. We're helping our community during these times of need. Our teams have been working throughout our state in response to the COVID-19 pandemic by working at testing sites and providing PPE to hospitals. We assisted food banks in northern and southern Nevada in filling and distributing boxes of donated goods to Nevada households affected by the pandemic. We set up emergency tents at local hospitals and performed sanitation operations at Nevada State Care facilities. We're helping our community during these times of need. That's why we're Nevadans helping Nevadans. Contact a recruiter today to find out how you can join the Nevada Army National Guard. Visit nationalguard.com/NV to find a recruiter in your area.
This message funded by the Nevada Army National Guard, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. The president went to Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland. And as he was getting set to chopper out of the South Lawn of the White House, he tried to borrow something from the Trump administration. He'll never admit it. But he did that kind of a mini news conference. The difference is Trump would spend 15 minutes talking to the media. Joe Biden took two questions and maybe a minute and a half. In fact, we've got, let's see, it was a minute 12. This is cut six. This is President Biden using that Trump trick with chopper talk Yeah, that's what we call it. We call it chopper talk, where he answers questions. Here he was this morning on the South Lawn.
Going out to visit some of the soldiers and sailors that are wounded, and look at the vaccination procedure. I've been at Walter Reed a lot. I spent almost 6 months there myself as a patient. And in addition to that, as vice president, every single Christmas, we spent all of Christmas Day at Walter Reed. These kids are amazing. And thank God there's not